Clean Attorney, which is the cleaning company that we use for the administrative building.
How many years is that one? Three, correct? Oh, is it only one? Okay, I thought we were looking at three.
Okay, I'm sorry, it's a 2-year contract.
2-year, okay.
2-year contract.
Okay, I make a resolution to accept a 2-year contract with Clean Turn for cleaning services of the administrative building for the, and ask for a second.
I will second for that.
1 second. So that'll be resolution 2021-209. Roll call on this one, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the last thing I have is Janine here.
Yeah.
Janine Lovelace would like a few minutes to talk about the development gardens.
Yeah, we had this discussion before, but for some reason the resolution wasn't made, so we need a fence around the garden. It's vandalism and it's hard work. So we had someone who said they would pay for it and they backed out. First Communities said that, well, if we can get the okay, I got three quotes, and the lowest one was below $7,000, so they need the okay to put a fence there, and we need to, also they'll help us get a shed to put tools in. So right now I'm literally paying out of my pocket to secure storage for, you know, my tools.
So Janine, who will
First Communities property manager.
So here's what I think that we need to do to make sure that the board's fully aware. As soon as we say yes, if we're fine putting a fence around the garden, we need to first know what kind of structure is the fence.
Correct.
Is it
wired?
Okay. And then the size, dimension. We need
yes,
to basically.
I submitted an attachment with that.
Yeah.
We
I
did.
Submitted an attachment.
I have it.
But in the future, if we don't see this before the meeting, it's hard for me to look at this and then give a decision like yes or no, because this is going to have barbed wire on it.
Well, you guys gave a decision, yes, but you,
yeah, we already
didn't
voted
you
okay.
Already gave it. So
okay.
I had to come back because for some reason done. Because that day there was an accident. She wasn't put on the agenda, so she appeared as a guest speaker.
Yeah.
She said
okay.
her case. You guys were
yeah. We made
okay.
We made a resolution, didn't we?
No, you guys. And then you moved on to something different, as if like it was like a normal topic, and then you guys started talking about money stuff. Robin and I re-listened to the audio. She said everything, and there was no resolution, no motion, no nothing.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of disruption, so I can understand you having a problem kind of following up on everything. You know, it's like everybody wants to jump in at one time.
Yeah, there was no resolution
no.
that day whatsoever.
No, so I noticed we haven't done our...
Well, so we have the dimensions and everything. We had three quotes, and so those was the best quote, and then they also wanted to do... They gave us some breaks because of being in a nonprofit and so forth, so they gave us some breaks. And like I say, if I can get in there, but again, it costs us a lot. I live right across the street from the garden, so I see it. And I actually saw a kid, just the fence I just put around my beds and just ripping them off, and it is a lot. So, I mean, as a point, you know, how much more can I do to keep that? I'm just saying, a fence tells us to stop for a minute.
So
at least it won't totally prevent it, though.
Right. I'm going to make a resolution to authorize our township administrator to send a letter of approval for the fencing and
a small shed.
And shed for the community garden.
Havenwood.
Yeah. So that way we just authorize Steve to send the letter on our behalf.
Okay. Do we want to pass a resolution?
That was a resolution. I made a resolution.
Okay, so then I'll second it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll vote on it so that we make sure we don't skip it this time.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Roll call on this, Ralph. Roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
So, Steve, that way you could run with it.
Yeah. It'll get done.
And that's 2021-210.
I'd like to make a resolution. Yes. I thought you were just. Hey, let him take care of it.
Oh, no, let's just say we don't want to do that. We care about our kids. We're high youth development, and I have an after-school program, so we're trying to keep them. We're trying to do all we can. Our budget is low. We have a lot of harm. A lot of kids get hurt out there. We got bullying. And so we do the best we can.
So I actually teach
the kids in the garden. The kids even work in the garden themselves, but some are
That's for purchase orders, and yes.
We're at Nationwide Boulevard and West Fort Road, Lincoln Park, all up in there. And as soon as you come in, you'll see our garden. I just put lights out in the garden today.
Okay.
And our kids are putting signs up for peace and no more violence and some of the things that they really want. Because some of them are scared out there. We have kids that we have deaths out there all the time. And those conversations are in our after school. So we're doing everything we can. We just need the community to step up a little more and help me with this whole thing. Because it's just me and my family, and it's a lot. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm tired. You know, I just had after school with the kids. I got pain all over me, so I'm going to leave out if.
You're good. We got a resolution in place.
Okay.
You too.
All right.
So I'd like to make a motion to accept obligations approved by the administrator from November 22nd, 2021 to December 1st, 2021, totaling $59,427.23.
And that's a resolution 2021-192.
Okay.
All right. And roll call on this one, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. Before we move on, I see there is something from the sheriff's office back there. I don't know if he wanted to speak for the police department. Did you have anything?
No.
You guys do have a chairman here.
I do have.
Okay. So who's
okay, you had nothing? Okay.
Right, I have nothing. You are.
More. Okay. Did you have anything you'd like to say tonight, sir?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. Thank you.
I think Steve had one more thing.
I just have three people on.
Oh, okay.
Online there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go ahead and see what your questions are, Steve.
Anybody unmuting? No?
I think somebody signed up.
Yeah.
Robin? Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, I was just wondering, Speedway and the lot behind it, I don't know if you guys need the right Speedway or what, to get it cleaned up, but it's gotten really bad.
The Speedway?
The lot
and
behind it.
Yeah.
Their lot.
And that's a Speedway on.
Speedway is
3605
West Broad.
Can you hear that?
3605 West Broad. Asking about Speedway, the lot back behind there, at least from what I've heard, unless I misheard.
Right.
It was
right.
A dirty lot. Okay, I'm just trying to write it down for the minutes.
Yeah.
We can share that with Jim Stevens.
Yeah, so the lot has gotten very bad?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making notes.
Okay.
Anything else, Robin?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See who else is there, Steve.
Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll look into that
lot
behind there.
Thanks, Jim.
Terrific, Jim. Thank you.
Who's that?
That was Jim. Steve.
Oh.
And I think that's it. That's it.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, from the audience there, Janet, we have Janet Ward. Could you go ahead?
Okay, so I basically have a statement, and this is my time to talk, so you guys can listen. First of all, I want to know why we have so many special meetings. And these meetings are something that should be discussed within a regular meeting. I sat in here at the 5:30 meeting. Nothing in that meeting should have been done then. It should have been done in this meeting. And I'm sorry to say that, but there's too many things like that that's going on. Second of all, I attended the 2022 budget meeting a couple weeks ago. I was able to take those documents home, looked at them. Most of it, there was no red flags. There was a couple items that I have that are red flagged. First of all, there's a new line item in the fiscal office that is a item for to hire Jeff Wilczek, and he actually said that was his. It's a $75,000 line item, and that's just for his salary. This doesn't include fringe benefits as insurance and vacation and sick time. That all gets added to it too. So that's just his base, plus you got all this other. And then I want to know why he's being brought on as an employee. Why can't we, I mean, my understanding was he was to be here to fix the audit and all that reconciliation. Why are we bringing him on as an employee? We have a fiscal officer sitting up here that should be doing it. And I understand that he's training him, and that's fine. He should not be brought in as a full-time employee of this township, in my opinion. And that's personal opinion, and then you guys do it with what you want. Because he needs to go. I understand he's straightened things out. He might still be working on it, but he doesn't need to be here the next 4 years, going up 75,000 plus every year, plus more. Second of all, again, this was discussed in a special meeting, to spend $235,000 for a rundown piece of property that we're going to purchase. And then I sit here in these meetings, listening to everybody say that we're struggling with this, we're struggling with that, we're losing this company, we're losing that, and then we have to pick up these pieces and parts. What's this $235,000 piece of property gonna do for us at the end of the day? Nothing. But that those monies can be, obviously from what I've heard, loaned out to allow our police department to police my neighborhood, to police anybody's neighborhood in this township. Yeah. And it's just not. So take it for what it is, but that's my opinion on the budget and the way you guys are spending the money.
Thank you, Janet. Apparently one person kind of agrees with me, and thank you for a little testimony of there that I've been preaching pretty heavily here about trying to keep costs in line, and boy, that didn't go over very well with me. As a matter of fact, it turned into a real fiasco for me, and just for everybody's information. One of the things that I've been fighting for here was to keep our costs down. There's no one that I can really of any importance here that seems to be listening to me. We keep hiring, hiring, spending, spending. As we stand right now asking about the audits and things of that nature, Janet, just a little information for you. Currently we have, let's see, three state auditors we're paying. Okay. We have this gentleman here we're paying. He's the fiscal officer. We have Robin Watkins, that is the assistant. I think you will probably know that. And so all those people there have the input of their salaries and the monetary spending that comes out of our general fund here is all goes toward getting the paychecks done, basically, and balancing the books. Now, if I should be happy, and I know there were some residents that got angry with me about bringing that to everybody's attention, and I'll never apologize to that if I think there's going to be all this money that's spent that don't need to be spent. The way I have it figured, this year we're going to spend approximately $400,000 more to get the paychecks done here than we've ever done in any 1 year ever. Now, if our residents are happy with that, you know, why don't they spend $191,000 and keep the fire or keep the police department going? You know, I don't disagree with what you just said. That's the best thing I've heard for a while, Janet, and thank you for that.
And Janet, if I may, on comment, just because there was a line item put there, that doesn't mean that the person's hired. The board would have to hire. And the board so
far... Well, it's intended, John.
But it doesn't...
Whatever's on that is intended to be there.
But it...
And that issue has been pushed...
If I can finish, sir.
For Jeff...
Yeah, let me finish if I may.
I'll finish up with one more statement. I've given you all night. It's been pushed. Jeff has been pushed to be hired ever since he's been here.
Have you voted yes for that?
What?
Have you voted yes to hire him? Have you voted yes to hire him full time?
No.
I have not voted.
Well, it doesn't do me any good to vote.
So unless it goes across this table and vote for him, there can be a line item, but that's just going to go right back into general fund. That's just a suggestion. That doesn't mean the physical department has no power to hire him.
So he sat right here in this building,
right,
this room, last at that budget meeting.
Correct.
When it was asked to him if that line item was for him to be hired on,
yeah,
he turned around and told the person that asked that question, yes, it was
okay.
His.
It may, in his mind, and then I don't
know.
It's
just not
an
allegation I've made.
But the board of trustees would have to be the ones to say, are we going to do that? And in my opinion, as I've said before, I voted no on this before, that, you know, as you just stated, we have assistant, we also have the physical officer, and to have a third person, no. I agree that he needs to be there to do what he is doing to get things cleaned up. And then once it's cleaned up and turned over, we should be fine.
Exactly, but that's not what I'm saying.
No.
If I'm looking at those budget reports that I walked out of this building with, that is not what I'm seeing. It's forecasted.
Right.
And
right.
And the next time, the next meeting, you guys are supposed to approve this budget. So that means that it's there for him to take that position.
Even if we approve the budget, we would still have to approve him to be hired. So, you know, I mean, the money could sit there, but we would just put it back. We would make a resolution to put that line item. I forget what we call that, but I know we're taking up a lot of time. But just because it's there does not mean that that's going to happen.
It's just an appropriation.
Yeah.
And that's what
I wouldn't count on it, Janet.
Basically, what it was doing is showing the trustees, if the trustees so deem necessary, it's in the budget. Even if we passed a budget and it's in there, it's just showing if we went to move forward to hire someone, it would be there. It's physically responsible to be able to show that you could afford them if you wish to hire them. So Nick did what he was supposed to do, is to, and work on a budget to show this is everything would balance if we hired him. Then it would be a board's decision, are we going to take another person on? And my personal feeling is no.
Well, I don't think Nick made that budget. I think Jeff is the one that did that budget for
everybody. Well, I mean, I know Nick worked with him. I don't think
he
Nick...
He might have worked
I
with
did.
Him.
I did. And here's the thing. And just so the public knows, there were so many years where there was not even a proper budget done here.
Okay.
And I know.
I'm
but,
tired of hearing that we had years and years of fiscal officers that didn't know what they were doing or that
right,
didn't do this
that.
Or didn't do that. But did we not, you not just sit up here today somewhere along, even say the one that preceded you doesn't even give out the right information? So no, don't go blaming the people that was here 2 and 3 and 5 years ago.
I'm not sitting up here saying that I am blaming anybody, but what I will say is that he put that in as a part-time position, okay? And I've not even talked to the board about it. And again, just so the public knows, it is a line item. The board can approve it, and if that money does not get used, it's money that still sits there at the end of the year. It does not mean that money has to be used. That money can be moved to another line item that needs help. That money could sit there for carryover to the next year. Whatever the case may be, it's just a budget. It's not the end-all, be-all, okay, this is exactly what we're spending, this is what's going to be left, this is this. It is just an idea, basically, more than anything.
Yep. Well, they can put the line, there can be line items all over the place. And if there is no money to cover that line item, You get what I'm saying?
I understand. I mean, I understand.
But there would be, knowing the people I'm trying to work with, there would be a good chance that they would try to get that on through, you know, neglect maybe the police department or something like that, and try to push that on through just to have another person here. And just because I say, do we really need this person? Then I'll get really stepped on and stomped on. And I thought what you're supposed to be is to try to do a fair and economic budget and costs and everything for the township and its residents. That's what I'm here for. And I guess if people don't want me here anymore, they can just tell me. But what I always do is try to keep the trash clean, the roads clean, this clean, that clean, and do it in a fair, economical, and prudent way. But boy, I get stepped on pretty hard. When I mention saving money, then, you know, I'm like poison around here. That don't seem to be a popular term around here, so I'll just leave it at that. Thank you for your statement, though, Janet. I appreciate it. Nick, did you, I guess you have some.
Yeah, I wanted to just note that I'm speaking on behalf of a resident, not a fiscal officer. So in terms of looking at budget things, I also took the exact same documents home and also looking at some other things. I realized that there are some opportunities for money to be saved in the police department. One of those things I think would be looking at, you have a chief that has a vacation accrual of 12 hours per pay period, which comes out to about $15,000 a year if he doesn't use it, which obviously there's parts of that that are. There's also wellness pay involved with the chief and lieutenant that could be looked at. Again, it's not a huge amount of money. I also know that there is another question that I have for the board in looking at MOUs. When's the last time the board has given a merit review to the police department as part of their MOU for chief and lieutenant to get part of their raise? I'm not against the police department. I want that to be known. I'm just looking through contracts, trying to find ways to help save money. Does that mean we don't have to do as many brownouts? Maybe we can go back to doing some of the overtime and things. Again, just merely suggestions, but I want it to be known that this is all public information to anybody. You guys could all ask for this exact same stuff like I have. And some of the stuff was provided in the budget meeting and things of that nature. But I just want it to be known that there are opportunities out there, and I think the board should talk to me about them. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone have any other? If not,
Are we having a meeting on the 30th still, or are we just
16th? Just the one on the 16th. Yep.
16th, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Having nothing further, we are adjourned.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
You bring up saving money, and you want to look at the police department. Look at all the crime that's going on, and we need the police.
Well, we do. I absolutely agree.
And if they have vacation time, so be it. I drove a school bus, and I had vacation time. But they deserve it. I'm sorry. They put their life on the line.
I get it. It's just that there are other people, other employees that don't get that anywhere even close to that exact amount.
Okay.
So the board can look at that. That's all I'm saying.
That's coming up the ranks, isn't it?
That's all I'm saying. I'm not.
I went from a private first class up to a lieutenant. Okay, it took me a long time to do it.
I get that.
And it was hard work to do it.
I get that.
But I made it.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I get that. Are we adjourned?
Yeah.
I thought I heard the word adjourned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one more meeting on the 16th.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.